Today's Shi'ur is Masecht Erev and Daf Nun Tes. We will begin a Mitzvah Shem and Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Ein Moedin Elamin Amumchum. Rashi explains that Ein Moedin Elamin Amumchum means that the only person qualified to do measuring of the city to determine to determine where is the Tchum should be done by somebody who is a mumcha, who is an expert in knowing how to make this determination. And that is the opinion of the Rambam as well in understanding the Mishnah. However, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that Ein Boidedin Elamin Mumcha comes to teach us that we should do this measuring with a straight line. And he quotes a pasuk, Umacha al Kesef Yam Kineret. So there we see that mumcha means a straight line, not go with a slanty line. And that's the way the Aruch also explains. The Rashba explains that what we should try to do, as we discussed extensively in the previous year, is avoid mountains and valleys, because as we discussed in our previous year, mountains and valleys present a serious issue in measuring a city. The Tosfos Rid asks on Rashi, if the definition of mumcha means an expert, why does it say moedidin b'loshen rabim and mumcha loshen yochid? It should have said both b'loshen rabim or both b'loshen yochid. But he says that even though he has that question, still he follows the opinion of Rashi. Another pshat that Rabbeinu Yonason explains that a mumcha means somebody who has an understanding of the halach, not somebody who's an expert in measuring, more somebody who's an expert in hilchas tchumim. Says in the Mishnah further, Riba l'makam echad, amir l'makam echad. Somebody measured the city in two spots, and in one spot, it turns out that the shear is longer than the other spot. So which is the tchum of the city? What's considered the border of the city? Tells us the Mishnah, Shoimim l'makam shriba. We identify the tchum that makes the city longer, and that therefore you'll have more opportunity to walk. Vefilu eved vefilu shivcha, both riba l'echad and mir l'echad. That means if two people did measuring of the city, and one ends up with a different place than the other place, riba l'echad u'mir l'echad, one person ends up with a longer place, and one person ends with a longer place, the halacha is, shem l'meruba, we listen to the person who gives you more area, because we go l'hakel for two reasons. Number one, tchum is a drabonon, and we have a rule, safak drabonon l'kula, and number two, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, that the halacha is that hilcha kaloch can make a ba'ovel. Continues the Mishnah, afilo eved, afilo shivcha. An eved or a shivcha, namonim are believed to say at kan tchum Shabbos. That means we're not exactly sure where was the tchum. And the eved and the shivcha come and tell us that this was where the tchum is. We could rely on them. So the Machna Ephraim explains that the Rambam teaches us that B'chol HaTorah Kula, even where the halacha is that Eid Echad Neman, even when Eid Echad is believed, that doesn't mean that Eved V'Shivcha are Nemanim. So the Sefer Divrei Emes asks on the Machna Ephraim from our Gemara, where we see that Eved V'Shivcha are Neman. So the Maral gives us a new explanation. He says there's two types of nemanis. One type of nemanis is where the Eved or the Shivcha are creating a fact. And another situation is we're reporting what was seen before, particularly in a situation where they could have done the measuring themselves. Nobody disqualifies an Eved or a Shivcha from being able to do the measuring. And since they could do the measuring, says the Maral, That's why the Neman, because they could have done it themselves. This Gemara is the basis for a tshuva, the Shas of Tshuvas, Igris Moshe, Chelik Yerodeya, Chelik Beis Sinan Mem Dalad, where Moshe has a discussion if a woman could be a Mishgiach in a factory. And Moshe paskins that as far as the trustworthiness, as far as the woman having the ability to take care of what has to be taken care of and identify if everything in the factory is 100% reliable, Moshe certainly says that a woman has namonis, and he very much bases it on our Gemara. The only issue Moshe raises, the way the question was posed to Moshe, was that there was a woman whose husband, who was an almana, whose husband was a mashgiach, and he had unfortunately passed away. And the question that was posed to Moshe was that his wife would like to take his position that he had while he was alive. And the question was, could she take that position? And Moshe in the tshuva discusses, is the halacha is that a position of authority in Klal Yisrael may not be given to a woman. And the question is, is this considered a position of authority? And Moshe in the tshuva is lenient, and he says that being appointed to a position of being a mashgiach does not necessarily represent a position of authority. And since it doesn't necessarily represent a position of authority, therefore we could be lenient in appointing her. I did, however, see a tshuva from Rav Menashe Kleinzitzal in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos, where he Chelik Tezayin Simen Chaf Gimel, where he discusses this issue as well, and he is not prepared to be so lenient with appointing a woman to be a mashgiach. Says the Gemara, Le'amar Chachamim Adover, when Chachamim spoke about Hilchas Tchumim, they don't look for Chumras, Ela L'Hakel. The point of coming up with the Chumra, the point is to be Mekel, and therefore, when all these halachas that we just learned in our Mishnah, where we have an option to be Machmer or be Mekel, the halacha is that we could be Mekel. But I did see a very interesting psak from the Chashuki Chemed. He says that even though one should be Mekel, in such a situation, he suggests that whenever there is a question of following somebody's minig, that means a rov, should be mekel in these types of situations. But says the Sefer Chashuki Chemed that when it's a situation of following your rov, and your father was a rov as well, and he followed a certain position, you have an obligation to follow that position. The Rosh says that even though our Mishnah teaches us that a eved and a shivcha are namonim, a katan is not nemon. The question is, could a katan be nemon for what he saw? Lehoi begodlon, mashiro begodlon. Could a katan say that I know that till here there was a tchum, now he's an adult, but he's saying this is what I knew from when I was a child, and it seems that the Rishonim are machmer. So we learned in the Mishnah that if there are two places to where the Eruv was identified, one is further and one is closer, we go with the more lenient place, the place which is further. Says the Gemara, L'mokim shribi in, we only trust when he says the further place. L'mokim shimit loy, doesn't make any sense, because the shorter place is included in the longer place. Says the Gemara, Ema, what it means to say is Aflu Mokum Shriba. We don't limit ourselves to the place which is close, to the place which is closer. We could extend it further. Riba Le'echad Umiyat Le'echad, that the Gemara is assuming now, not the way we understood, that the Mishnah is speaking about with same person measured to two different places. And the Mishnah is teaching us if the same person measured to two different places and one is more lenient than the other, we go with the more lenient place. But ask the Gemara, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, Hasulamali. Why did the Mishnah have to teach us this halacha? Hainu hach. Isn't this identical to the halacha that we already learned? And it says, the Gemara hachi kama. Riba echad, as we learned the Gemara. If one person, there were two people that measured the tchum of the city. Riba echad, and one person ended up with the tchum being further. Umiyat echad, and the other person ended up with a shorter tchum. So says the Mishnah, Shaim Lazesh Shariba, we listen to the person who takes the more lenient position. However, comments Abaya, Amr Abaya, that says Abaya, this leniency that we're learning that if one person measured in two different places, we follow the more lenient, or if two different people measured, we take the more lenient approach, there has to be a range how far we could do so. That's only when the difference is less than 800 amos. For as we have learned a number of times over the last number of daf, that when we measure the city, we measure the city with a straight line, that the straight line will be 2,000 amos. And as we explained in our previous year, on a diagonal, that straight line would be 2,800 amos. So therefore, we could understand the discrepancy between the person who had the shorter line, who didn't take that into consideration, and the person who has the longer line that took that into consideration. However, if the difference between the two measurements is more than that, so what the Gemara is really saying is that if we have a way of being able to explain and understand the discrepancy, so then we will follow and understand that discrepancy. But if the discrepancy is so significant that the halacha doesn't give us a way how to understand it, we can't just say that we're always going to follow the more lenient approach. Says the Gemara, because we learned in our Mishnah, Shloimer Chacham Hadavar, Lahachma El Lahakal, Vatanya, says the Gemara, Shloi Amru Esadavar, Lahakal El Lahachmer, that there's another Braisa that says just the opposite, that the Braisa says that Tchumim are we're not Makel, we're Machmer, says the Gemara, Amr Ravina, this is the way to understand. Loi Lahakal Divrei Torah, when we look at Tchumim, the way to look at Tchumim is that Tchumim is not coming to be a leniency, lahachmal divrei Torah. Because as we've learned, midaraisa, there is no halacha of tchum. So midaraisa, you'd be allowed to walk as much as you want on Shabbos. Came along the chachamim, and they limited us to walk to 2,000 amos. That's how Rashi seems to learn the Gemara. But as we've learned, that there are rishonim, based on a Yerushalmi, that actually say that even the Rabbanan agree that if the Tchum of 2,000 Amah is Midrabbanan, but the Issa to walk Yud Beis Mil, 12 mil out of your border of the city, is the Issa Daraisa. And that's what the Gemara means to say. That even if we'll say that Tchum are Daraisa, that's only a Tchum, says the Rabbeinu Yonason, of Yud Beis Mil. Our Mishnah is referring to the Tchum of Alpayim, and that certainly is Midrabanan, Tchum Midrabanan, that it's a Tchum Midrabanan. So now ask the Ritva, that even though indeed we know the rule always is that Tzofk Midrabanan Lekula, and therefore since, as we just established, the halacha of Tchum Midrabanan, but Hecha de Efshlevarer Mevararinin, wherever we could make our own determination, we just don't say Tzofk Midrabanan Lekula. So ask Ritva, why are we just taking the lenient approach when we have a question in our Mishnah and say, since Tchum is Drabonon, we could be Makel, we could be lenient, why don't we just go measure again? So the Ritva answers that since it's a big tircha to do the measuring again, so since it's a big tircha to do the measuring again, even in a place where it can be redone, the halacha doesn't require us to do this. Ask Tosfos. So it seems that the reason why we're leaning into our Mishnah and trust avodim noshim is because tchuma drabonin. It seems that if tchuma were the raisa, we wouldn't believe them. As Tosfos that we know in Hilchus, this Tosfos the Rimasu tchuma drabonin, that we believe women on the kashrus of food in our home, and there we're dealing with a deraisa. So Tosfos differentiate as follows. Tosfos says, and we spoke about this earlier, something that a woman does by herself, an eved does by himself, there's a klal, eid echad nemen b'yisurim. We could trust that if they say that they did everything, that they ran a kosher kitchen, we could trust them. Here, we're talking about a situation where the eved and the isha didn't do the tchum themselves. They made the relying on just saying that this is what they know is the tchum. Something that they weren't personally involved with, that they don't have namonis. Tosfos goes into a different question that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us that by bedikas chametz, women shouldn't do bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz is a derabbanon. And why, therefore, if our Gemara says that whenever we're dealing with the Rabbanon, we can be makel and trust women. So Tosfos says that since bedikas chametz is a tircha, that's why Chazal were machmer. The Rashba says that a woman is nemanim b'chol yisurim shebetorah. He says that the chiddush of tchum is that even though the person who's coming to tell us testimony is not an expert, and normally we would expect that only an expert should be believed, by tchum there's a special kula our Gemara is teaching us that even though the woman, the eved, are not experts, we could trust them. Another pshat that he says that the chiddush of our Mishnah is not only that the Rosh suggests that not only are women in avodim namonim, but let's say a woman or a isha or eved say that the tchum is until a certain spot, which is a leniency, and a regular full-fledged kosher aid says the tchum is closer, we still believe the isha and the eved. The Shita Yishana wants to make the following difference. He says, there may be a difference in halacha between something which is constant. Kashrus in the house is something which is constant. A woman being able to identify if she's a nido or a zava is constant. Tchumim is not something which is so constant, and therefore we should not maybe have the namonis. Teaches us the Mishnah that they have namonis even though in such a situation. The next Mishnah that we're about to learn in Mitzvah Shem goes off the subject of Tchumim. We're not finished the subject of Tchumim in our Perek, but our Mishnah goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, the Halacha of Aruva Chatzeris. We know that if you have a city which is not a Rishus Rabim, which we'll speak about more in a moment, if you have a city which is not a Rishus Rabim, and you want to be able to carry within that city, what you need to do is make Aruva Chatzeris. Aruva Chatzeris means that the way the homes were constructed in those days, there were a number of homes that opened up to a common chatzar. The example I always use is an apartment house. We have a number of apartments that open up to the common areas. So since the area that is common to everyone is not the same level of Rishus HaYochid as my own private apartment, in my apartment, my house, the common areas are a place that everyone uses. So even though it's certainly not those areas are certainly not Rishus HaRabim, Chazal told us we can't carry from a more private Rishus HaYochid to a more public Rishus HaYochid. And a way to be able to do such carrying is making an Eruv HaChatzeris. That every person that lives in one of these homes, that lives in one of these apartments, contributes bread to an Erev Chatzeres, bread, matzah, and therefore they're all living, it's considered as if they're all living together in the home where Erev Chatzeres is left, and therefore it's not private homes to a more private home to a more public area, that they're all the exact same. Continuing to explain the way the homes were constructed in those days, they used to have these chatzeris, a number of chatzeris would open up to mavui. A mavui is an alleyway, and to be able to carry from the chatzeris and from the mavui, or from the mavui to the chatzer, Chazal said you have to make shtufei mevois. And again, the concept is very similar. The chatzeris were limited to the people who lived in those chatzeris. The mavui is much more public. And again, whenever you're dealing from a more private area to a more public area, we need to make something. And therefore, you make a shtufei mevois. Everybody who lives, whoever lives in that mavui, puts, whoever uses that mavui, puts some food into one of the chatzeris, and that's how you have shtufei mevois. Truthfully, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, shtufei mevois should cover the need for having a ruvei chatzeris. Because if you could carry from the chatzer to the mavui by being the shtufei mevois, then certainly you don't could carry within the chatzeris themselves. Because as we just said a moment ago, the chatzeris are more private than the mavui. The reason why both a ruvei chatzeris and shtufei mevois are needed is because Chazal were concerned shlo yishtakech teres erev min hatanaikus, that the future generations should forget, if we'll only have shtufei mevois in town and we won't have a ruvei chatzeris in town, the future generations will never remember that there's a need to make a ruvei chatzeris, and that's why we make both a ruvei chatzeris and shtufei mevois. Of course, all these halachas that we're speaking about, that you could be able to carry with a, because you construct an eruv chatzeris, we construct the shtufa mevos, is only when there is no rishus harabim. But if there is a real rishus harabim, then of course nothing can give you a heter to carry an rishus harabim, which is awesome b'daraisa. Chazal, however, were concerned that people may forget that you're not allowed to carry an rishus harabim, and they wanted to make a heker. They wanted us to remember that this is an area, that this is a special dispensation, because we don't have Rishus Rabim Deraisa. The way Chazal established this, as we're going to learn in our Mishnah now, is that not under certain circumstances that the Mishnah will identify, Chazal said we can't make a Ruvei Chatzeris, Shtufei Mevois, around our entire city. We have to leave a certain part of the city left alone, that there, the Erev that I made for the city won't work. And like that, that will be the Heker. But as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Chazal did not make that requirement under all circumstances, only under certain circumstances. I did see that the Tveres Yisrael already discusses why, if we're in the middle of learning about the Hilchos of Erev Tchumim, does the Mishnah, the sugya that we're about to begin, divert to speak about a ruvei chatzeres shtufei mevois, and then go back to tchumim? Why does it? How come this is all of a sudden inserted in the middle? So they explain that we just finished learning the sugya that Eved v'Shivcha are nemanim to teach us about hilchos tchum, and we're not concerned that they're going to not remember accurately, and so we see. That sometimes Chazal were concerned, and sometimes Chazal weren't concerned about what may happen. And that's why we're learning that in certain circumstances, Chazal were concerned that we're going to forget about Hilchos Erev Chatzeres. And as we just said, therefore have to leave over a part of the city where the Erev Chatzeres will not be effective, and sometimes not. The point being, says the Tveres Yisrael, that Chazal had their own understanding where they felt a gzeira to be made is appropriate, and where they felt that there is no need to make a gzeira. And this is another example where we're going to see in our Mishnah itself that under certain circumstances, Chazal did not want
and Aruva Chatzer Shtufim of us around their entire city, and sometimes they weren't concerned.
So says the Mishnah, Ir Sheyochid, who have a city that is not a Rishus Rabbim. And we're going to begin the Gemara explaining the explanation, how Rashi explains. Rashi understands that Ir Sheyochid means that there, it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midaraisa, and the reason it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midaraisa is because there aren't 600,000 people. Rashi's opinion is that for a city to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have 600,000 people. The Rambam's approach to this Mishnah is that Ir Sheyochid means a city that was owned by one individual. And that's the opinion of the Ramban as well. But we're going to learn with Rashi. Ir Sheyochid, a city that is considered a Rishus HaYochid because there weren't 600,000 people. V'nasa Shel Rabim. And now 600,000 people moved into the city. But it's still not a Rishus HaRabim. Because if it's a real Rishus HaRabim, then you can never make Shtufa Mevos or Uvichatzeris. Nothing could allow you to carry in a place which is really a Rishus HaRabim. So the question is, if now we have 600,000 people living in the city, why is it not considered a Rishus HaRabim? The answer is because we don't have roads that are wide enough. The halacha is that for a city to be a Rishus HaRabim, the roads have to be 16 amma wide, as it was in the Midbar. And this city, even though it has now the requisite amount of people to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, doesn't have roads that are that wide. So the halacha is ma'arav neskul. We can make one eruv around the entire city, and we don't have to leave over a separate area that will not be included in that general eruv chatzeres. However, Ir Shel Rabim, we had a city that originally had 600,000 people, Rashi's pshat, and now we don't have 600,000 people there anymore. Ema arvenes kula. We can't make an Aruve Chatzeris that should work for an entire city. LMK Oysa Chutzalah, unless we leave over outside of the area of the Erev a place that is not included in that Erev Chatzeris. And again, we have to emphasize, as Rashi emphasizes, we're not dealing here with a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. That's not the issue. The issue here is that first there were 600,000 people, and now there aren't 600,000 people anymore. Still, you can't make one Erev for an entire city unless you leave an area separate. How big, says the Gemishna, is that area that you have to leave out separately? Ki'ir Chadosha, she'be'aretz Yehuda, she'esh bo chamishim diyorim. The size of Ir Chadosha, there was a city in Yehuda that was called Chadosha, that the size of that city that had 50 people in the Gemara, 50 people in that city, that's the amount that you have to leave over. And Rashi points out in Masechta Kedushin that there was a city in Golo, the name of that city was Yeshana, and also had that amount of people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh chatzeros shel shnei batim. If you have three chatzeros, and each one of those chatzeros has three people living in that chatzer, that is enough to make it into a city that is to be considered a shir. The Ritva asks, as we're learning our Mishnah, according to the opinion of Rashi, how could you ever have a city that started off with 600,000 people? You don't have 600,000 people appear at one time. So he says that you don't have to have 600,000 people living there. You have to have 600,000 people coming there. And that you could have at one time. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz has a different understanding. He says, when we talk about Ir Shel Rabim, Ir Shel Yochid, that it had 600,000 people, it doesn't have 600,000 people, he explains it means that the first time that the Erev was made in this city, there was 600,000 people. And now, there aren't 600,000 people anymore in that city. It's not that it's not that 600,000 people showed up at one time. Says the Gemara, Heichidami. Ask the Gemara, give us an example of an Ir Shel Yochid and Nasa Shel Rabim, where it started off as an Ir Shel Yochid and then it became an Ir Shel Rabim. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Kigoyin Diskar to the Resh Galusa, the city of the Resh Galusa. At the beginning, there weren't so many people that frequented that city. But after the Resh Galusa came there, it became a much more popular area. And because it became such a popular area, that's why you need to have, that's why you have now 600,000 people. Amalei Rav Nachman, my Tama, what's the reason that you gave us this example? Ilem shum de shchichi gaber hamona, because there are many people that come to visit the Resh Galusa, all licenses and certificates went through his office. Matkri Adadi, they will, all these people that come there will remind each other that the reason we're able to carry in the city is because there's an Erev in the city. And they won't make a mistake to believe that where there is no Erev, we may not work. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, so then wherever we have a city that has an Erev, we shouldn't have to be concerned. Kul Yisrael Nami, B'tzafa D'Shabbos Shrichi Gabe Adadi. All Jews are together in Shul Shabbos morning when they come to hear the drasha from the Rav and we'll, and tell each other we're allowed to carry here because there's an Erev. Ella Amar Rav Nachman, the example of a Yochid Shel Nasa Shel Rabim is Kegoyin Diskarten and Netzuzei. There's a person whose name is Netzuzei that originally was not such a popular area and then it became very popular, and the halacha is that since it was started off as an Ir Shel Yochid, people could carry there even though not are many people there. Tana Rabbanan expands the braisa on the din that we learned in the Mishnah. Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasa Shel Rabim V'Rishus HaRabim Averes B'Toichai. You have a wide street running through this city. Keitzim Arvan Oisai. How could we work that we should be able to make an Erev there? Says the Gemara, Oisa Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan. We make a Lechi at the two entrances to this main road. Oikar Mikan V'Kar Mikan. We put a Kaira up at the two entrances, how you get in and out of the city. And then, Noisin V'Noisin B'Emtso, you could carry in the middle, because you made the Slachi in a Kaira. However, explains Rashi, the very masculine Lechi, that this procedure that our Gemara just taught us to make a Lechi or a Kaira on both sides only will work on a city which was originally Ir Shel Yochid. But a city which was an Ir Shel Rabim, they're making a Lechi or Kaira to the two sides of the Shus Rabim will not be satisfactory. People, you have to make a Lechi or Kaira but every one of the entrances from the Mavuis into the main road. So it turns out that according to Rashi, Ir Shel Yochid, the Nasa Shel Rabim, versus an Ir Shel Rabim have two differences in halacha. One is the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that an Ir Shel Yochid and Nasa Shel Rabim, we can make one Erev around the whole city. But an Ir that was a city that was originally Shel Rabim, we can't have one Erev around the city, even if that city became now an Ir Shel Yochid. And now we learned another halacha, that when you have an Ir Shel Yochid, we don't have to make a Lechi V'Kaira at each one of the Mavuis, but we just can make a Lechi and a Kaira at the two ends of the main road, and that will be sufficient. Continues the Braisa, we can't divide the city into two and make one area for one half of the city and another area for the other half of the city. Ella, you only have two options. Oy kula, make an Erev around the entire city. Oy mavi mavi b'fnei atzmai, or make an Erev for each mavi individually. Hoysa Shel Rabim, if the city had 600,000 people, v'rei Shel Rabim, and it still has 600,000 people,
But there's only one entranceway to the main road, Mavna Kula. That means, even though we've been learning that by an Irsh Rabbim, we have to be Machmer, teaches us our Gemara that we don't have to be Machmer, that we should not be able to make an Erev around the whole city, because the only time we have to be concerned by a city is if the main road is open on both sides. But if the main road is only open on one side and not on the other side, therefore Chazal weren't that concerned, and there they agreed that we could make one Erev around the whole city. And Rashi, the very maskil, the Ein, explains, because the model of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is based on what was in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was mefulish. It was open on both sides. If it's not open on both sides, we need not be concerned. Moreover, teaches us the Meiri, that when we say that the main road has to be open on both sides, it's only in a case where they're flush with each other. But if they're open on both sides, but the two entrances aren't flush with each other, then we also don't have to be concerned. Ask the Gemara. But we just learned here a big chiddush. Man Tana to come Arish Asarabim. Who is the Tana, explains the Rashba, that we know that we can make an Erev around even a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that normally what we would require is to have a Tzuras HaPesach, or doors, to enclose it. Here we're learning that a Lechi or Kaira are sufficient. So the Gemara wants to know who is the Tana of that opinion. Says the Gemara, Amar Afuna Berei Devishua, Rabbi Yehudahi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Alken Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We've quoted this Braisa many times in Shas. The Braisa begins by speaking about somebody with two houses on the two sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there's a bridge over the two sides. So everybody agrees that the area under the bridge will be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The reason why? Because we say Gur Achzik, and the walls of the bridge, the sides of the bridge come down to enclose the entire area under the bridge. But says the Braisa, yes, Al Kenei Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, said Rabbi Yehuda, Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim shnei tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you have two houses on the two sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you want to be able to carry from one side under Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the other side, it's sufficient, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ois alechem mikan v'alechem mikan, oi kair mikan v'kair mikan, v'noisem v'noisem v'emtza, and then you can carry between the two houses. Amaloi, to which the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Eim am Rosh Hashanah Rabbim b'kach. But Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that a lechi or kair alone is enough. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lechi or kair is enough, that's why this Braisa said that that's all you need to do. But we learned in the Braisa, furthermore, Omamar, Ve'ema Avnai Selechtsoin. We can't just make one Erev for one half of the city and that for the other half of the city. To which comments Rapapa, Omar Papa Loi Omar Ella Rachvai, Larkai. If you want to divide the city by the length, that means you have the two sides of the city, and you want to divide one side will have its own Erev, and the other side will have another Erev, that won't be sufficient. Because since both sides are using the same main Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the main road, you can't divide the city that way. Avala Rochva, if we want to divide the city by the width, so what's going to happen is we're going to have essentially two separate cities. One city is going to have its Rosh Hashanah, the two side streets and the road in the middle, and the other side, and another part will have the same, maybe smaller, but it makes no difference. That Ma'arvin may be done. So ask the Tosfos Reina Peretz, but there's no wall in this case dividing these two cities. And since there's no wall dividing these two cities, each one is open to the other. And if each one is open to the other, how could you not have one Erev for both parts? So says the Tosfos Reina Peretz, what the Gemara doesn't say, but what the Halacha will clearly require is that there should be a tzuras of Pesach between the two halves that are having each one their own erev. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion does this reflect that this would be acceptable? Says the Gemara, the like Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't affect the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Dear Rabbi Kiva, Hamar Kiva regla muteres b'mekaymai, aseres shloim b'mekaymai. This is a Gemara that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Mandaf Ayin Hei. It speaks there about two chatzeres. One is within the other. The outer one, the chitzayna, is open to Rishus Rabbim. The pnimis doesn't have a direct exit to Rishus Rabbim. It's open to the chitzayna, and by walking through the chitzayna, you get to the Rishus Rabbim. The people in the chatzar chitzayna made their own erev. The people in the chatzar apnimi also made their own erev. But the pnimi, the chatzar apnimi, and the chatzar chitzayna did not make an erev with each other. So Rekiva's opinion is, regel hamuteres b'mkayma, the people in the pnimi made their own erev, but so they should not have a problem. But they seris shalavim kaimai, even though they could carry within their chatzar, still, since they could walk through the chatzar chitzayna, and they did not make an erev with the chatzar chitzayna, therefore the chatzar chitzayna's erev is ineffective. But the chatzar pnimi will still be a good erev, even according to Rabbi Kiva. They can carry within their own chatzar, because the chatzar chitzayna has no dreisus haregel on the chatzar pnimi. Whereas the opinion of the chacham is that since the pnimis made their own erev, they don't negatively affect the outer chatzar. However, in a case where they had not made their own erev, even the chachamim would agree that that would be a problem. So here, where we're having these two, where the city divided l'rochva, each one having its own erev, it doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, since the people in one of those areas are going to have to walk through the other area, they should aser, and not allow that erev to be effective. Says the Gemara Field Time Rabbi Kiva. It could work even according to Rabbi Kiva. For Atkan Kamar Rabbi Kiva Hasam, over there Rabbi Kiva was Machmer, El B'shtei Chatzer Zul Fnum Zu, with these two Chatzeres, one inner, one outer, as we describe. The Pnimis Lesle Pesach Rina. There's no way for the Pnimis to get through Shus Rabbim without walking through the Chitzoyna. And that's why they have this serious impact on the Chitzoyna. Aval Hochop, the Hani Nafka Bahai Pescha, the Hani Nafka Bahai Pescha. The people of each side that made their own Erev have their own way of being able to get out to the Shus Rabbim. That's why it's a different situation. Ikadamri, a different version. Amar Papa Loy Tamil Orchu de la Arvin. Don't say that only if they were split along the length and each side made its own Erev, it's not effective, because they need to share that Rosh Hashanah. And by each making their own Erev and not making an Erev together, they've created a problem. Avala Arachva, if the split was by the width, then the Alocha would be Ma'arvin, we can't make one Erev. Rather, the Alocha is Alfil Arachva, Nami Loi Ma'arvin, we can't make one Erev. Kaman, says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says that when you have these two chatzer, Zuluf Nemezu, they have to make an Erev with each other. Says the Gemara, no. Afil tem Rabbonin. The Alocha could be even according to Rabbonin. For Atkan Lekom Rabbonin Hosom, where did Rabbonin say that if the Pnimi made its own Erev and the Chitzoyna made its own Erev, even though they didn't make an Erev with each other, each individual Erev is fine? El B'shtei Chatzer, Zuluf Nemezu. The Pnimi is Achad L'dash M'shtamsha. The people in the Chatzar Pnimi close themselves off from the Chatzar Chatzoyna, and they're completely separated. They have ability to separate themselves. And as Rashi explains, Rashi uses here the Remaskel, the Pnimius, a very interesting statement. Koif min amidus adoyim. Koif min amidus adoyim means I should not do harm to somebody when I have nothing to gain. Here, let the Pnimius cut themselves off from the Chitzoyna, and therefore they'll have their Erev, and the Chitzoyna will have their own Erev. Tosfos, however, doesn't understand. When we say Koifer al-Midas Adoyim, as we just said a moment ago, that's only in a situation where I have nothing to lose. But here, I have something to lose. Because by me having this Erev, by me not being able to walk into the Chitzayin, I won't have a way to exit to the Rishus HaRabim. That's not called Kofra Midas Stoim. So Taisa says Kofra Midas Stoim doesn't mean here that I should not be, that the Pnimah should not be able to walk through the Chitzayinah. We say they shouldn't be able to carry in the Chitzayinah. And why should we do that? Let everybody have their own Erev. And of course, if the Pnimi needs to get to the Rishus HaRabim, they can walk through the Chitzayinah without carrying. But the city that's divided, you can't divide a city into two. And therefore, maybe here the Rabbanu would agree that we should be Machmer. So we learned that we can't divide, make an ear a city into two Erev, a Kulay, or make either make the entire city, connect the entire city with one Erev, or Mavi Mavi Bifneatmai, make an Erev for each city, for each Mavi separately. Says the Gemara, why do we say that we can't make an Erev for the whole half? The Asri Adadi, each side has Drisus HaRegel on the other side. And since they have Drisus HaRegel on the other side, that's why they create a problem for that side. So ask the Gemara, so how come Mavi Mavi is effective? Mavi Mavi, Nami Asri Adadi. Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, Abraisa is speaking about a situation coined of a Daka, where they made like a doorway at the entrance of every Mavi, and by making a doorway at the entrance of every Mavi, that shows that each Mavi is separating itself from the rest of the city. Damar v'chiha do amar av idi bar oven amar av chizda, echad b'mnei ha-Mavi sh'osu daka l'pischai, and also b'nei Mavi, because that shows that he's separate and he's not connected. We learned in the Braisa, ha-hoshu sh'rabim v'rei hi sh'rabim. If you have a city that was a rabbin, it's still shel rabbin, and it only has only one opening, then since it doesn't have two openings to the Rishus HaRabim, you can make an Erev around the whole city. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira Arva Lamasa de Beir Abchia, he made an Erev around the city of Abchia, for Leishavak Leishir, and he didn't leave over an area that isn't included in the Erev. Omle Abaya, my tam ma over hachi, why did you do so? Isn't this an Ir Shel Rabim? And we learned that the halach is that a Ir Shel Rabim, you have to leave over a separate area not included in the general Erev Chatzeres. Omle, Sabadidi Omrali, the Kanim of this city told me, of Chibar Ashim Arav Kula, he made an Erev around the entire city. Vamina, and I see, and I said, how could they make an Erev around the entire city? It must have been an ear shel yochid v'nasa shel rabim mi. And we learned in our Mishnah that an ear shel yochid, even if it becomes shel rabim, the Mishnah taught us you can make one Erev around the whole city. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Zeira, l'di amalei hani sevi, the Savi explained to me that really the city was constructed with ashper havale mechad gisa. Something we learned at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Ches, that if you have an Ashpel Shel Rabim closing off an entrance, then it's considered enclosed, the Hashta, and therefore it didn't have an opening on both sides. And because it didn't have an opening on both sides, that's why they can make an Erev around the whole city. However, Hashta Ifnele Ashpa, the Ashpel was removed. And once the Ashbel is removed, Havlik Shnei Psachim, it has two entrances on each side to the Rishus Rabim. And there the halach is that such a city, an Ir Shel Rabim, you can't have one Erev around the whole city. Vasser, you have to leave over a separate area. To which he commented, Lavadatoi, I didn't know that that's what happened. I didn't realize that the Ashbel was removed. And I didn't realize that that was the reason they made an Erev around the city, and I made a mistake. And indeed, that you have to take, you can't have one Erev around the city.